And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking CDs at random, putting them in the CD player, and pressing shuffle function. The time is 6:56 p.m., and you are listening to KAOS 89.3 FM Olympia. And here in the studio, we are joined by a very familiar voice, familiar from the Radio 8 Ball and from other shows here on Chaos. Welcome back into the spooky glow of the Pop Oracle, Tammy T.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
Cool. So, first of all, what's the new show you're going to be doing here on Chaos?
Well, whenever I can find a time slot that works for me, I'm going to be starting a new show called Pining for the Fjords, which will feature music from Scandinavian artists and bands, including Iceland, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and Finland. Greenland, if I can find any Greenland music, but I have my doubts about that.
Those aren't names of bands.
Well, they might be names of bands, but I was
Norway,
I had the countries
Sweden,
in
and
mind.
No, yeah, the countries.
Do you know a
mind.
Band called Finland?
I know a band named Boston. I know a band named Chicago.
That's true. So they're very.
They usually name bands after cities. They don't usually name bands after.
There's a band called America.
There is a band called. Is there a band called Canada or Mexico?
Not that I'm aware of.
There should be.
I
want to
say there's a Mexico, but
a band called Mexico. There's a band called Calexico.
Yeah, is that California and Mexico?
I think probably.
I never thought about that. But they're a good band.
They certainly are. And all over the new I'm Not There, have you listened to the new Bob Dylan, the soundtrack
of
the Bob
Dylan movie? No, I've
heard
about the movie, but I haven't listened to the soundtrack.
The soundtrack's awesome. Calexico are all over it. And I know a lot of other artists who I think you dig are on there.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the movie? Is it good?
No, I haven't seen it. I've heard, I really like the director, and I really like the topic, and I really like everything I've heard about it, other than that everyone who I've heard of talk about it who's seen it says it's not so great.
Maybe so, you better not listen to reviews then.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to check it out eventually. It was between that and going to see Walk Hard this last week.
I've heard good things, that Dewey Cox movie.
Yeah.
I want to see that one.
It's awesome. And Dan Byrne wrote a bunch of the songs.
Oh, did he? Now I didn't know that. That's even more incentive to go.
Yeah, the big song at the end that is Dewey Cox's masterpiece is a Dan Byrne song.
Well, one person that just gave it a glowing review hates Dan Byrne that I know of, so that's interesting. I wonder if they know that, or I wonder if it changed their opinion.
Who was that?
Oh, it's your old collaborator, Paul Pearson.
Oh, he hates Dan Byrne?
Yeah, he hates Dan Byrne.
Well, he's an idiot. On that count, he is. I mean, considering some of the people he plays music with. Anyway, I'm not going to get into trashing that, but he's a very intelligent guy. Otherwise, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, I kind of agree that he shouldn't hate Dan Byrne. I'm with you there.
Well, it doesn't help to hate anyone, but it's just idiot, idiotic. But
hey, that's good news about your March show, by the
way. Oh yeah, Dan Byrne. I assume Paul Pearson won't be flying down to LA to see that one.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, but and he wouldn't be welcome if he did. Anyway, do you have a question that you'd like to start off your visit here to the Pop Oracle?
Sure, I have a question.
Lay it on us.
All right. Well, I was just dinging around on Facebook because I actually broke my wrist, and that's just a nice mindless little way to pass the time at work where I don't have to type a lot. But I randomly encountered this girl who shares all kinds of coincidences with me. She has the same first name, almost the same middle name. We're from the same area. We have similar taste in music. She had a brush with cancer. So all these weird coincidences, and I'm just wondering if it means anything or if it's just doesn't mean anything. That's my question.
Okay.
Same birthday too, if I didn't mention that.
That's really weird. Well, I have picked a CD at random. I am now going to put it in the CD player and press shuffle function, and when the song's over, we'll come back and see what is the importance of this synchronistic meeting on Facebook with your doppelganger. Here comes the answer.
I live in a little cage.
I live in a
little
cage. It
sits near the fireplace.
It sits
I like
near the
to
fireplace.
Sit. Sitting is
I
fun.
I like to sit.
I am the bun.
I am the bun.
The world is just a blurry haze.
The world is just a blurry haze.
I am very small.
I am very
and gray.
Small and gray.
Carrots.
Carrots. Hey.
Hey.
Carrots.
Carrots.
Hey.
Hey. Little pellets in, little pellets out. Little pellets are what my life's about. I run my bowl along my cage. Maybe now I'll wash my face.
I'll wash my face.
Carrots.
Carrots.
Hey.
Hey.
Carrots.
Hey.
Carrots.
Carrots.
Hey.
Carrots.
Carrots. Hey.
Hey.
And that was a band called Duplex featuring Veda Hilly, who is going to be the musical guest at the March installment of the Live Radio 8 Ball show in Seattle. Wow, we've been getting a lot of Live Radio 8 Ball acts here on the show. That's good. I always like that. Anyway, that was the answer to Tammy T's question. What's the meaning of this person you've been meeting on Facebook, of meeting this person on Facebook who has your name, your address, your phone number, your social security number, your has the same height as you, likes the same music, lives in the same house, has the same boyfriend. Wait a second. Are you looking in the mirror? No.
I don't know.
Someone who has a lot of similarities with you. So, yeah, that was the song Lament of the House Rabbit from the album Duplex, or the album Ablum, by the band Duplex. So what did you think, Tammy, about that as the answer to your question?
Well, carrots, that's what I got. I just kept hearing carrots, carrots, and carrots really don't have much meaning to me. And my question was, does this mean anything, all these synchronicities? And the fact that I got an answer that really didn't mean much, maybe it doesn't mean anything. Maybe that's just what it is. I mean, two people who have things in common. I'm sure it means something, but with that carrots, it's really hard for me to say. What did you get?
Well, it's all about this lonely rabbit that's sort of in its cage and doing its thing, and you know, there's just all there is in the carrot for the lonely house rabbit is the cage and the hay and the carrots and its wheel. And I guess I sort of thought that if that house rabbit, which has never had interaction with other rabbits,
mm-hmm.
other than maybe when it was just a little baby rabbit, encounters another rabbit, they're sort of like, well, there's someone who's just like me, but it's not really that it's just like you. But it's the same breed. You found, you know, it's found a member of its type, I guess, of its species. And so it makes me think that you may have found another rabbit that's out there alone in its cage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, does that mean anything? I think it means something. You know, I think what the whole point of this show is, you know, that when you encounter that many synchronicities, it's probably something that is worth pursuing.
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer. Was there anything that would any answer or anything in that song that had anything to do with Scrabble? Because that's what we were playing. She was just some of that you can randomly connect with these people and play Scrabble. So,
well, the only thing I thought was that the name of the record is Ablum,
mm-hmm.
like a misspelling of album. So
oh,
it made
okay.
me think that it's like switching the letters around.
Oh, interesting.
So that could be like Scrabble.
Cool. Thank you, Pop Oracle.
Sure. Well, you know that the Pop Oracle loves you. So anyway, that's a little example of how Radio 8 Ball works.